It's time to fix your home. It's time for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group, with your building expert, Mark Vandenbosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything you need for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC.
And a warm welcome to everyone this Friday afternoon. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you of the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. And I got to tell you, we have a great show planned for today. I talked to a few people in the last 24 hours about the topic for today. And I'm getting texts, even as we speak, in terms of questions in relation to today's topic. And as I prime the pump for this show, we have been talking a lot about outdoor living, and a lot of our focus is on building products and how that's relevant to you as a listener. Today, we turn our attention to the turf, to the grass, to your grass, and ultimately, really, as how are you managing your turf, your grass? And one of the obstacles that comes in the way of having a beautiful green lawn, and that's moles. Moles, voles, and everything associated with these varmints. Now, we want you to call in 395-1450 with your questions or comments about mole control. And that's really what the bulk of our conversation will be today. You can also call in with your questions on grass and keeping it green. 395-1450 is the phone number. And we have Rick Juries from Permanent Mole Control on the show today. A warm welcome to you, Rick.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, it's a great topic, and I'm sure that we'll get some calls along the way. I thought to start the show, it would be great for you to maybe give a story of a job where you had to go and administer some mole control.
Okay, Mark. I had an interesting time. When we set up at a customer's house, we put our traps and they're all underground. And so we need to leave an orange mark in which to find the trap back, because we have multiple customers and the memory bank only goes so far. But one customer thought it would be really hilarious. When I pulled up to his yard, there was orange marks everywhere. So he was sitting inside and he got a good laugh out of that. So that was one of the fun ones. Beyond, there's many other stories, but...
Right. And we're going to get to some of the questions that I have on text, but one of the things and places to start is really, are there different types of moles, or is a mole a mole a mole?
Well, in Michigan here, we have two different kind of moles, an eastern mole and a star-nosed mole. And kind of a myth about the star-nosed mole, they are the ones that are blamed for all the mounds that you see in the yard. They both do that. In fact, when we're trapping out of the same run, we'll find both breeds in the same tunnel system. So they do share tunnels, and they're pretty much, for every 10 eastern moles, I'll catch one star nose.
Now, business, just in general, is created to solve a problem, right? And you created this business to remove moles. There's definitely a problem. Not only here in West Michigan, but I know across the country. Maybe you can even speak to that later if it's only in certain regions. But talk to us a little bit about what are the different ways in which you can control the moles.
Well, there's a lot of myths out there about controlling moles, and I'm not too familiar with most of them. I've not used them anyway. But there are a lot of traps out there that are at the hardware store, and my favorite would probably be the loop trap outside of the traps that my son and I use. So as far as poisons and the poisonous worms, I've had minimum luck with it, because I also, before we came up with these traps, had very little luck. But it's hard to tell with the poisons because you do not see the results. So
right. Now, are those poisons something that you buy off of a shelf, or do you concoct it, you know, in your kitchen, for lack of a better term?
Well, if you listen to the Talk of the Town, there are some great ideas in which people make their own chemical repellent or so on to have the moles avoid your yard. But the rest of them, they're like at the stores, the worms you can purchase. I think they're like $5 a worm, and that gets to be really expensive if you don't know the results.
Excellent. Well, we're going to go right to a call. Glenn, you are live on the At Home Show. Glenn, you're live on the At Home Show.
Okay, great. You're talking about moles. What about shrews?
The shrews and voles, I believe, are in the same class. They're just named differently. So what I share with all my customers is using the mouse traps, the wooden ones, the old style,
okay,
and putting a little peanut butter on there. I just talked to a lady. Actually, it was a relationship to Brian Morehouse. She had gotten 20 moles out of her garden that way.
Okay.
Now, quite often, you're going to put the trap out there, and it will be gone the next morning. And that's likely they got trapped, and something else drug off with it. So.
Okay. So my problem has been, I've been trying to trap them that way, and I've caught a few of them. But the ants eat the peanut butter before the moles have a chance to get to it.
Yeah. Another way to do that is if you take some rain gutter and maybe about a foot and a half, 2 feet, and then just cut the bottom out of it on the long side.
Okay.
And set your traps back to back and cover it with that rain gutter. And then put that along an edge of your house or something. And then they'll, when they run through there, because they like to stay along the edge.
Yep. Okay. And,
yep.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, great question. And that's true for both shrews and voles.
That's correct.
Because I had a question from a gentleman that said, hey, I've got voles in the bark, the landscaping along my home. And I think he tried a BB gun. That didn't work. But is your solution what you said to Glenn?
Yeah, I would. The rain gutter system, that works awesome because they do like to run along there. You don't even have to bait them at that point because they like to run right along the wall. It's safety to them. And, you know, if one trap doesn't get them, the next one will.
Excellent. And, yeah, refuel on the peanut butter if it does get eaten by ants, right?
That's correct.
So I guess in terms of other batches, I've heard of people that have used, like, castor oil or something along those lines. Is that something that can be done? Or?
Well, there is a new product out, and I'm not sure if it's in the stores or not, but it's castor oil that's been put on peanut shells, and that's supposed to deterrent the moles from coming into your yard. My son and I have used that on some of the main runs and at some of our customers to see if that would deterrent them to come in. I have not seen evidence of it working, so it may work in some situations, but we're still testing it out.
We've talked a little bit about what you can do to eliminate moles. We want to understand, how quickly can you see the results of those? We'll do that right after the break here on the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, alongside Rick Juries from Permanent Mole Control. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about how to keep your lawn green and fresh and how to keep those moles and voles away. And just an interesting conversation so far today, 395-1450, 395-1450, if you have any questions related to today's topic. We talked about different things that you can do in terms of traps and other concoctions, right? When you start that process, how long does it take for the results to start to show?
When we go trapping, we set all our traps, and we may get, you know, 5-6 of them right off the bat. But that's most of the time will open up a firestorm because when they vacate their tunnels, there'll be cousins, aunts, uncles to replace them. So, and they really sometimes just take off and tear the yard a bit more But usually after about the third week, you know, we're looking at just finding one, two, and as they come in. So it takes a little bit to actually find out where they all are, because you have a lot more moles in your yard than you think.
Now, when you first go to a property, to a home, how do you tackle that? Actually, before we go to that question, we've got Gene live on the At Home Show. Welcome.
Hello, Gene.
Hi, this is Gene, and we have moles in our yard. And we heard that if you take juicy fruit gum, you don't chew it, you just take the stick, and you make a slit with a shovel in the dirt, stick the juicy fruit gum down there, and we haven't had a mold since.
Wow. Have you done that in multiple locations on the
property? Yes, we have. We've done it in our front yard. We just recently moved, so where we moved, we had one right outside the garage and a couple of them across the little street, so my husband tried it. We haven't seen a mold since.
Oh, that's awesome.
So just try it.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
So juicy fruit gum.
Yeah, I've not tried that. Heard it multiple times over the years. So, I might have to buy a pack and take that along on the route. Yeah.
Right. You know, I kind of wonder, what do you think is happening with the juicy fruit gum, Rick?
It could be either, smell that they don't like. I'm certainly think that they're not eating it, but or it just might have been that they came in and they left too. So the moles are going to search for their best food sources. And so if you look at certain yards, you know, they'll have, you know, your neighbor doesn't have one mole, but you've got a lot of moles. And might be that, you know, the person that has a lot of moles has a lot of earthworms. And that's what their main diet is, and that's where they're going to stay.
And we talked a little bit about how quickly results happen. And you described the fact that, hey, you might get some, but then all of a sudden there's a whole host of them in another area of the lawn. Talk a little bit about your business, and it's called Permanent Mole Control. But I've always heard the permanence really can only last for a duration in time, not forever. Talk about why that's the case and educate our listener.
Okay. The permanent part is when we do remove it, the mole, it's a permanent deal. They're done. We offer our service for 12 months because we do know once we have all the moles out that they're likely to bring more moles in from the surrounding area. And most of our clientele is surrounded by field or forest. And, we do have some there in the neighborhood. Once they set up the tunnel system, it's a lot of work for them, a lot of energy to burn off. So they've probably been there for many years, and they have offspring of, you know, 4 to 6 per year. And the offsprings will come back if the tunnels are available.
Right. So when would a homeowner want to give you a call and to address this situation? And what I'm thinking of is if you just see it in a certain corner of your property, is it the likelihood that it's going to spread pretty high?
Yeah, likely once they're in your yard, if they like the food source, they will set up shop there in a few years. You'll have moles around your house, your landscaping, and so on. So there's no particular time in which to hire me, because that's the nice thing about the 12-month service, that you're going to have it for both seasons. Out of last year, we had 30% of our prior clients call back because they still had moles. So we felt like that was a really good number.
Right, absolutely. So there is going to be the high probability that actually the moles will come back. It's going to have to just take repetition in terms of attacking them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's staying consistent. And like when we're done at a place, we leave a note and we ask the homeowner to call immediately, because that way we're not letting them bring in more moles, and that just would create more problems. So
now, I don't want to create a lightning rod discussion, but is it such a thing that there's the only good mole is a dead mole? And let's answer that right after the break. Stay with us here on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the final segment on today's At Home Show, and we've had a good time so far talking about moles, voles, and shrews, and Rick Juries from Permanent Mole Control has been our guest along the way. 395-1450, 395-1450. We have a few minutes that you can still call in with your questions or comments. Had a few calls earlier that were great comments and questions, and we did get one text during the break, and the gentleman said, my grandmother used to put mothballs in her garden to deter moles. Does that work?
Well, Mark, I'm not sure about that, but I can tell you we've seen plenty of yards that we new clients, and my son was like, what's all these white balls around here? And I'm like, those are mothballs, and I'm not sure what they're there for, but maybe it's to deter some moles. So I think that's what it is. I'm not sure if it would work then.
Right, right. I know my grandmother used to have it in her dresser.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess there's a lot of use for moles, and that's or mothballs, and maybe that's another show entirely. Now, let's talk about the prime locations where moles can really get out of control. We were talking about that a little bit during the break, but talk to our listeners a little bit about that and where they can maybe look for infestation, if you will.
Okay. Yeah. When you, like you asked about if you've seen a little corner of your property with some moles, the moles can dig up to 17 feet per hour of new tunnels. And so, if, you know, given 24 hours, they don't sleep much because they got to eat every 3 to 4 hours. So, and they'll eat up to 25 to 100% of their body weight per day. So, a lot of our clients, you know, either, you know, they've had destruction where they've got pavers that they put in and put a lot of money into it, and the moles got underneath there and just made them all uneven, and it just takes a lot of work to get back. We've also had clients where they have an above ground pool and they get underneath there and leave a ridge, and so that's very disturbing to the homeowner, and just people that in general that put a lot of money into their landscaping and just want to keep a smooth surface for mowing and you know, nice looking plants. Now, there is a myth that, you know, the moles are eating the plant's root system. Is what they're really doing is just pushing their roots out of the ground and making way for themselves. So they do not eat roots. So,
and again, what do they feed on, Rick?
They feed on worms is their main diet, other insects, and then, you know, truly in this time of year before Japanese beetle comes out, they're feeding on the grubs in the ground. That will happen. Japanese beetles will probably start surfacing here in about another week, and then they'll lose that food source and continue to look for more worms.
Now, talk about this whole idea of the only good mole is a dead mole. I know we just have a few minutes left, but, you know, we brought this topic up in terms of bats. This was years ago on the At Home Show, and we ultimately had 10 to 15 calls immediately that said, hey, wait a minute here, hold the presses. I don't know if we're going to get that response, but talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, my clients, when I come there, they're looking for revenge. They see blood in their eyes. It's quite comical. So, and so they want to, you know, have us capture the mole for them. We don't do that. We treat the moles humanely, and so. But it's just funny the disturbance between the two human and the mole there. So.
You know, we've talked a lot about moles and the idea that they're ruining lawns. You also have a part of your business that tackles other issues that pop up with keeping a green lawn. Talk about that a little bit and what you're seeing and give some ideas on how to fix those.
Well, what I'm seeing, you know, a great benefit to the clients is I have 32 years experience working in the sports turf industry and been given many awards in that area. So I can offer the homeowner some suggestions in, you know, seeds, fertilizers, and so on, and what they ought to do. That's kind of a neat situation because usually the person that hires me is really interested in their appearance of their yard. So,
now, what are some places that the listener can go to get more information or maybe even contact you? Do you have a website or an email that you can share with our listening audience right now?
Yeah, you can contact me by calling 616-283-3115. Or you can go to email us at permanentmolecontrol@gmail.com. Or you could like us on Facebook.
So you have a Facebook site as well. What do they have to go to? Is it just Permanent Mole Control, or where do they go for that?
Yeah, it's on Permanent Mole Control on Facebook. At this point, we don't have a website, but we do communicate through the phone, 616-283-3115. Or you can go to the website, but the email us and we'll contact you. And many times we go out and just visit with the client and they may check out a bunch of different prices and then either contact us back or wait till the next year. So,
now, do you just stay in this general geographic area, Rick, or do you go further out?
That's an unfortunate thing because we do get some phone calls from further out areas, and you know we really hate to disappoint them. But to keep our rates low, we have to condense our routes so we can keep clients close together because we are relatively cheap compared to other services. So we go up to Grand Haven, and then we go up to Zeeland, and as far south is Douglas. So.
Well, it's been a great show, Rick, and thanks for coming on. A lot of fun stories, a lot of fun anecdotes in terms of tackling moles. And I also want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week on the At Home Show, where we talk about building products, we talk about issues that may be going around the home, and we try to give you free information that may help you on your way. We are going to be gone next week. We'll have a best of with the July 4 holiday. And so just a heads up on that. But as always, I want to wish everyone a safe and happy weekend. So long, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group on 1450 WHTC. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to WHTC.com and join us next week for the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC.